What makes Lagba Omer, the 33rd day of the Omer, special? Why has this day become an oasis of relief, even celebration, amidst the generally mournful period between Pesach and Shavuos? The Talmud tells us simply that one year, Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students all died between Pesach and Shavuos. A post-Talmudic tradition asserts that the plague that felled them came to an end specifically on the 33rd day of the Omer. Something about this day ended the catastrophe that befell these second century sages. The Shem Yishmuel is bothered by the broader context of the story. According to the Talmud's tale, Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students died, quote, because they did not show respect to each other. Mipnei shelo nahagu kavod ze laze. These were the students of the greatest sage of the day, perhaps the greatest sage in all of Jewish history. How could it be that they were all so morally decrepit as to fail to show each other respect? Even if one concedes, as our experience may suggest, that sometimes, often even, great scholars get so caught up in their learning that they fail to live up to basic standards of decency, could this have been true of all 24,000 students? And even if it was, once students began to die, would these sages not have had the religious insight to ask what they might have done to bring about this calamity and thereby to change their ways? How could it be that all 24,000 acted this way and continued to act this way even as their world fell apart around them? The answer, suggests the Shem Yishmuel, has to do with the nature of respect. He writes, it seems that showing respect to each other results from seeing in someone else a virtue that is lacking in yourself. Therefore, you show them respect, for in this particular regard, the other is greater. And this respect goes in both directions, v'chen ze baze, for it cannot be that the other is not greater than the first in some particular regard. Shelo yitachen shelo ye'echad gavo mechavero befrat echad. Respect for another person is fundamentally a recognition that I can learn from you in some way. There is some specific way in which you are greater than I. Perhaps you're more generous, or more inquisitive, or more emotionally sensitive. When I recognize that aspect of you that I currently only aspire to, that way in which you are greater than I respect you. And most critically, the Shem Yishmuel says that this approach should lead to respect for all, because, quote, it cannot be that the other is not greater than the first in some particular regard. The Shem Yishmuel goes on. V'hine b'adam prati, behold, with a single individual, even though they have distinct limbs with different traits, nonetheless, it's not sensible to speak of one limb showing respect to another limb, for they are all one whole. If so, it would initially seem that colleagues, who are truly like one person with one heart, one could say that it is not sensible to speak of them showing respect to each other, for behold, they are all truly like one. Aval be'emes eino ken, but this is not the truth. For behold, each and every righteous person has their own place, and they are not like one person. And even though they are desired by God as part of the whole, they are also desired as individuals. We can understand the failure of Rabbi Akiva's students to treat each other with respect as flowing from an admirable place. As colleagues, united in their devotion to the Torah that they learned from Rabbi Akiva, they might have felt a familiarity with each other that prevented them from seeing what made each of them, as individuals, special. If, as the coaching cliche has it, there is no I in team, well, there's also no you in it. When I completely submit myself to the collective, I also lose my ability to see others in their own individual beauty and glory. This, says the Shem Yishmuel, is what happened to Rabbi Akiva's students. This way of thinking about the plague on Rabbi Akiva's students might explain why it ceased specifically on Lagba Omer. There is a tradition to connect each of the 7 weeks of the Omer to a respective sefira, an emanation of God with a congruent spiritual trait. And likewise for each day of each week. The first day of the Omer, for example, is chesed in chesed, love in love, chesed being the first of these spheros, while the second day moves on to gvura in chesed, power in love, and so on. By this reckoning, Lag BaOmer, the fifth day of the fifth week of the Omer, is Hod Sheba Hod. Now, literally, Hod means glory, but perhaps because it sounds like the word for acknowledgement and thanks, it is often understood to represent humility and even self-abnegation. Somehow, then, this sphera stands for both splendor and humility. Somehow, the sense of standing out is connected to understanding that we are part of a whole. Perhaps, arriving at this day that embodies both glory and humility, Rabbi Akiva's students understood for the first time that they were indeed desired by God both as individuals and as parts of the whole, that they were both limbs of the larger body, but also each a shining star in their own right. If this Lag BaOmer, we can each see ourselves and others in such a way, then we will well be on our way to meriting the Torah on Shavuos. Lag Sameach.